Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson, Just a Regular Joe. We've been learning a little bit about Joseph Gordon-Levitt, a very successful actor, and where he got his success from. Why is he successful when it's not an easy road to fame for a lot of celebrities? Well, yesterday we discussed maybe it's in the family. Today we're going to be talking about two things. Maybe it's vision, maybe it's creativity. But I do wonder about your vision. Do you have a kind of vision for your life? Something that you want to accomplish? Carolyn, do you have a kind of vision for your life?
Well, I do have a vision for my life, but it's not really something that I want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. I've felt like God is calling me to do very certain things, and mm-hmm. so I am trying to follow God's vision for my life.
All right, well, that is a good vision to have, God's vision. He knows what's best. Sometimes I don't really know what the vision for my life is, but I think it has something to do with teaching, acting, and playing drums, and speaking Chinese. These are different things that I'm good at. So what is the vision for your life, or what is your vision? We're going to be learning a little bit about Joseph Gordon-Levitt's vision in the first section of our reading for today. Let's do that now.
Just a Regular Joe. Maybe it's vision. Disdaining his fame, Gordon-Levitt moved from his home in Los Angeles to Columbia University in New York City during Third Rock's final season. It was the smartest thing I ever did. I got to reinvent myself. Curiously, Michael Gordon started in Hollywood making film noir, moved to New York during his troubles in the 50s, and returned to direct comedies. After quitting school, Gordon-Levitt did not return to comedy, but moved to dark and mysterious independent films. Both men learned from their experiences, wanted something new, and took up the reins of their lives to find it.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Third Rock from the Sun. We're back for day two of our profile article on actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Disdain. Disdain is a verb. Mary disdained answering Mark's rude question. Rain. Rain is a noun. Who's the best person to take the reins of this project? Collaborative. Collaborative is an adjective. They have talent, but they don't have a collaborative spirit. Valiant. Valiant is an adjective. The valiant CEO gave his employees many new opportunities. Your more information words are film noir. Film noir is a noun. 50-50. 50-50 is an adverb. What is your favorite Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie character? Think about that as we read our article.
All right, well, let's start at the very beginning here. Maybe it's vision. Maybe his success is due to his vision. Our first sentence here is, disdaining his fame, Gordon-Levitt moved from his home in Los Angeles to Columbia University in New York City during Third Rock's final season. So he used to live in Los Angeles, and then he moved to New York City. But at the very beginning of this sentence, we see a key word here, disdain. Carolyn, can you tell us about this word?
Well, if you disdain something, then you think that it is not important. Mm-hmm. It doesn't deserve your respect or really your time. So he disdains his fame means he doesn't really think it's a very important thing to be famous.
That's right. It's not worth considering. It's not something you need to make a decision about or regarding. Yesterday you heard the phrase, he had no regard for celebrity. This sentence really means the same thing. He disdained his fame. Didn't really think about it too much. Well, he left for New York City during Third Rock's final season. He says, it was the smartest thing I ever did. Why, Carolyn?
Well, he continues, I got to reinvent myself. And if you reinvent something, then you take something that's already there mm-hmm. and make it into something new. So he got to reinvent himself.
Yeah, that's kind of a strange phrase, but I think what he means by this is that maybe he discovered some new things about himself, some new talent. Maybe these things gave him a new vision for his life. So maybe it's not a bad idea to get away from what you're comfortable with, go somewhere new. You might discover some new things about yourself and maybe even reinvent yourself.
That's right. Well, continuing, we see some more information about his grandfather. It says, curiously, Michael Gordon started in Hollywood making film noir, moved to New York during his troubles in the 1950s, and returned to direct comedies. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like his grandfather was also in Hollywood and then moved to New York and started doing something very different.
That's right. At first, he was doing film noir. Noir is French for black, so some of his movies had kind of a darker side. It was a kind of style of film directing. But when he went back into filmmaking, he was doing something different. Not dark, serious movies, but comedies.
That's right. And we see after quitting school, Gordon Levitt did not return to comedy, but moved to dark and mysterious independent films. So there's a bit of a contrast mm-hmm. between what his grandfather did and what he did, because Third Rock was a rather funny show, mm-hmm. and now he has moved on to something much more serious.
That's right. So he is similar to his grandfather. They both changed styles or genres, but they both ended up doing something different than originally. While we continue, both men learned from their experiences, wanted something new, and took up the reins of their lives to find it. All right, we're talking about the similarities between Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his grandfather, and they wanted something new. They took up the reins of their lives. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, this is an interesting word from our word bank, this word reins. And when I think of reins, I think of what you use to steer a horse. Mm-hmm. If you're riding a horse, you should hold the reins so you can tell it which direction you want to go, or go faster, mm-hmm. or slow down. But here, they're talking about the reins of their lives. So it sounds like they are trying to take control mm-hmm. of the direction their lives are going to go in.
That's right. I think that's the idea. When you use the word rein in this way, it's talking about taking control of something. You are in control of your life. You're in control of what you do, where you go. You can take the reins of your life to try to find out what direction you want to go, what vision you will have. Well, I think I know what direction we're going right now. It's time for us to go and join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看 disdain 这个动词。Dis 这个字首有否定的意思，所以 disdain 是指鄙视、不屑或者是不愿意做某些事。例如 Irene disdains brown nosers. Irene 非常看不起那些马屁精。或者是 Mark disdains fashion trends. Mark 不愿意追逐流行。Disdain 也可以当名词，例如 The boy was treated with disdain by his classmates. 这个男孩被同学们鄙视。继续我们看的是 rein 这个名词。rein 本来是指控制马的缰绳，但是这里延伸出来是指驾驭或者是控制权，一般都是用复数型。例如 even though Charlie is over 70, he still holds the reins of the company. 虽然 Charlie 已经年过70，他仍然握有公司的大权。Rein 也可以当动词，意思是指驾驭或控制。例如 Edward tried to rein in his temper, but he failed. Edward 试着要控制自己的脾气，但是失败了。
some more about Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And in the first section, we were talking about maybe it's vision. He and his grandfather both had a vision for their lives. They both wanted to take the reins, to take control, and steer their lives in a new direction and go through some changes in where their careers were at the time. Well, we have a lot more to learn about in our next section. Maybe it's creativity. Let's read that now.
Just a regular Joe. Maybe it's creativity. During this time, Gordon-Levitt also founded Hit Record, an online open collaborative production company where he goes by Regular Joe. Users can upload their records, the company's term for video, audio, image, or text, and other members can remix them as they wish. The most valiant thing you can do as an artist is inspire someone else to be creative, Gordon-Levitt once remarked. Their work has been viewed at Sundance, sold as books and albums, and performed live. The company splits earnings with collaborators 50-50. With these results, he feels the internet is giving us a cultural golden age.
Well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt really is a creative guy, and we find out here why today's lesson, why this lesson is called Just a Regular Joe. Well, this is the name that he uses in his company, Hit Record. So, maybe it's creativity. The first sentence here is, during this time, Gordon-Levitt also founded Hit Record, an online open collaborative production company where he goes by Regular Joe. Carolyn, I see a word bank word there. What does collaborative mean?
Well, collaborative means that you are working with other people. Mm-hmm. It's not something you do on your own. You should collaborate or work with others. So it's a collaborative, a group effort.
All right, open collaborative production. I like that Carolyn used the word collaborate. The verb, collaborate. You can collaborate with other people and have a collaborative production company. And in this company, he goes by Regular Joe, with a capital J-O-E. But what does it mean to go by something, Carolyn?
Well, here, go by is talking about a name that someone can go by. So his name is Joseph, but at his production company, Hit Record, he goes by a different name. He is called Regular Joe, mm-hmm. J-O-E, all capital letters and just one word. So he has a very special name that he goes by here. And I think there are a lot of people who are named one thing, but they like to be called something else. So they go by a nickname.
Well, yeah, Carolyn, like myself, my full name is Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L. But few people call me by my full name. I just go by Gabe, G-A-B-E. Most people call me Gabe. I go by Gabe. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he goes by Regular Joe at his website or at that company. Well, we're going to continue with this lesson. The next sentence says, users can upload their records, the company's term for video, audio, image, or text, and other members can remix them as they wish. So now you're getting a feel for the collaborative effort here. It really is working with other people. People can take what you put on the website and remix it as they like.
That's right. So it sounds like there are a lot of people who use this service, and they can take lots of different types of media or records, mm-hmm. as they call it, the video, audio, images, or text. You can do anything and put them together many different ways. Well, I think that Ken and Steve have some more information about this in the Info Cloud. Let's go there now.
Yeah, If you're 30 years old or younger, it's very possible you've never held, much less seen, one of these, a real record.
It's a round, flat piece of plastic with small grooves in it. For close to 100 years, records have been the preferred way people bought their pre-recorded music.
And records outlived reel-to-reel tapes, which are spindles of magnetic tape. They're like the audio version of a film reel.
Yes. Then in the late 1960s, the 8-track tape came along. Still not as popular as records, but better than the reel-to-reel because of its portability. People loved playing 8-track tapes in their cars.
The record's first real competition came in the 1970s with a smaller, more durable tape mechanism, the cassette.
Now, helped along by the popular Sony Walkman, cassettes reached their peak of popularity in the late 1980s.
And then it happened. The compact disc, or CD, arrived, spelling the end of market dominance for both the record and the cassette.
Today, records are making a slight comeback as many favor their warm, rich, analog sound to the more cold and sterile digital sound of CDs and MP3s.
今天的课文讲到 Gordon Levitt 成立了 Hit Record 这个网络制作公司。 Record 是唱片。 但真正的唱片,所谓的黑胶唱片,现在已经很少见,但还是有玩家在收藏。其他的像reel-to-reel tape,盘式录音带,还有70年代的 8-track tape,夹式录音带,80年代的cassette,卡式录音带,都已经被淘汰了。然后在80年代,compact disc, 也就是CD光碟问世了。那音乐的储存也由 analog 类比讯号变成了 digital 数位讯号。这就是今天的 Info Cloud。我们下次云端见。
Well, we're learning all about how you can collaborate with others at Hit Record. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt said something here. The most valiant thing you can do as an artist is inspire someone else to be creative, Gordon-Levitt once remarked. I like that. Inspiring someone else to be creative. That is a valiant thing to do. Let's take a look at that word bank word. It is valiant. When I think of valiant, I think of a person who is maybe brave or courageous, maybe a hero. How would you use that word valiant, Carolyn?
Well, that is usually what I think of, but, you know, if someone is working very hard and they're trying their best to succeed, I might say that they are making a valiant effort.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying so hard, and it's amazing their courage or their bravery and the amount of work that they're willing to put into it. It's a valiant effort.
A valiant effort. And of course, if you're a celebrity or you're famous and you're doing your own thing, you're trying to become successful, that's great. But I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt admires people who can be successful, be good at what they do, but also inspire others in their art as well. Well, we continue with our lesson. Their work has been viewed at Sundance, sold as books and albums, and performed live. That sounds really cool, Carolyn.
It does. It's not just something that you can see online, but it's mm-hmm. also been performed live. So these different things that have been remixed are very, very popular, and people want to see them. They've been turned into books and albums even.
That's right. And we find out a little bit more about Hit Record. The company splits earnings with collaborators 50-50. Okay, so we talked about that word collaborative. Carolyn used it as a verb to collaborate something. And now we see another form, a collaborator. What is that, Carolyn?
Well, a collaborator is someone who is part of a collaborative or someone who collaborates. So here we see that this word ends in O-R, and a lot of other words might end in E-R, and this tells you that it's a person. A person who collaborates is called a collaborator.
That's right. And we see that this company splits the earnings with the collaborators 50-50. If you split something 50-50, that means you get half and the other person gets half. So the way it works, Hit Record gets half and then that one collaborator also gets half. That's pretty good.
It is. It seems very fair if you get half, and the company that is able to produce these and encourage these new ideas also gets half. Well, continuing, with these results, he feels the internet is giving us a cultural golden age. So, Joseph Gordon-Levitt feels like we are going into a cultural golden age with the internet.
I think so, too. It's an interesting way to put it, an interesting idea. A golden age, of course, implies something new, something that you haven't done before. So, a cultural golden age, well, maybe the internet really is giving us this. It's time for us to continue enjoying a review skit, and then we'll go see Michelle in the language lab.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet a big celebrity.
I told you, I'm just a regular Joe.
Right. Well, regular Joe, what are you doing here in New York? Shouldn't you be in Hollywood?
Well, disdaining my fame, I moved from L.A. to Columbia University.
Wasn't that during Third Rock's final season?
It was, and it was the smartest thing I ever did.
Why is that?
I got to reinvent myself.
Yeah, you left comedy and you never returned.
Right. I took the reins of my life and moved to the dark and mysterious.
Do you only do dark and mysterious now?
No, I've been doing other things too. I founded the record company Hit Record.
What a crazy name. What kind of company is that?
Well, users upload their records and other members can remix them.
What for?
Well, so artists inspire each other. The internet is giving us a cultural golden age.
A cultural golden age. Yes! You're brilliant! You're amazing! You're a VIP!
I'm telling you, I'm just a regular Joe.
You're a Hollywood sensation. You're a celebrity. You're a great, amazing, incredible Joe.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 collaborative 这个形容词。 C-O 这个字首有一起的意思， L-A-B-O-R 这个字根是指工作， 所以 collaborative 是指合作的。 例如， the collaborative teamwork of both companies made the project a big success. 两家公司的团队合作让这个案子非常成功。 或者是 students learn best in a collaborative learning environment. 学生在合作协力的学习环境中的效果是最好的。 最后我们看的是 valiant 这个形容词， valiant 是指勇敢的或英勇的。 例如， despite their valiant attempt, the team still lost the game. 尽管队员们都很勇敢地试着要赢得比赛，但是还是失败了。或者是 the soldier's valiant act became a legend. 这些士兵英勇的行为成为了传奇。或者是 the firefighter's valiant effort successfully saved the boy. 消防队员们英勇的努力成功地救出了这名男孩。And now, back to our lesson.
Well, I'm having fun learning about Joseph Gordon-Levitt and the things that he has done and accomplished in his life. Of course, one of these things is founding Hit Record, a collaborative production company where you can submit something, a record of some kind, video, audio, image, or text, and then other people can collaborate or remix it. Carolyn, does this interest you? Would you ever want to submit something to Hit Record?
Well, I don't really know that I have anything to submit, but it is a very interesting idea, and I'd kind of like to check it out and see if maybe someone else has submitted something that I could use and remix and see what I could do with it myself.
I know, there are so many possibilities. I think I might be able to send my song and see if someone else wants to remix that and make it sound different or interesting. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we have more to learn about Joseph Gordon-Levitt, just a regular Joe, next time. See you then.
See you.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
What gets me, Feng Yi, is that both of these men are from Taiwan, and I've never even been here before.
It does seem strange, Sherry, but exciting, too.
Yeah, well, all this excitement is starting to make me tired. I'm going back to the hotel to try and get some sleep before we meet Jun Fan for dinner.
Okay, I have some friends in Taichung who I'd like to visit. Do you want to take a taxi back to the hotel?
Nah, the hotel is within walking distance from here. I should be okay.
But are you sure you can find the hotel? The signs are all in Chinese.
No problem. I was paying attention when we came here. I just turn left at the temple over there, and then I'm on the right street, right?
Right. Okay, then. I'll see you for dinner. Bye.
Bye, Feng Yi.
I watched Feng Yi disappear around the corner and then started to walk back to my hotel. Again, I started having a bad feeling in my stomach. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see a yellow taxi slowly following me. I stopped walking. The taxi stopped too. I started walking again, and then the taxi started following me again. I wished it would go away. My heart was racing. I glanced over my shoulder, only to see the driver get out of his taxi and head straight toward me. I walked a bit faster. He walked faster. I started to run. He started to run.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.